Welcome to On the Record. I'm down at Ryerson's Law Practice Program to speak with Chris Bentley about Ryerson's LPP. And Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Great opportunity. Thanks.
As many of you will know, Chris is a lawyer. He's a former MPP. He's an educator and currently the executive director of the Ryerson Law Practice Program. And Chris, one of the reasons I wanted to speak with you is that recently, the Ryerson LPP had an intensive trial advocacy workshop, and it was a fantastic event, and I thought our listeners would enjoy hearing a little bit about what it is.
Well, thanks for that. Thanks for the opportunity, and you participated in this as well, so I want to give credit to you and the other practitioners who helped make the law practice program what it is supposed to be, which is skills development at this enormously important time for people who have not yet been called to the bar. So it is skills development. We try to do this in many different areas. And one of the things that we wanted to do was to further develop trial advocacy skills or advocacy skills in general. People have some exposure to it, both in law school, maybe in other types of training, maybe by watching television. But there aren't a lot of opportunities to take it down to its basics, help people identify the basics, and then help people start to develop those basic skills, which are at the root of all success. So I thought I'd ask the expert. That's what we do in the law practice program. And so I called up Sheila Block, several months before we were going to start last year's program. Very well-known litigator, internationally recognized. Her husband, Jim Seckinger, has run the National Institute of Trial Advocacy in the States for years, teaches at Notre Dame. And I said to Sheila, would you mind coming and talking about advocacy? And over the course of about 2 months, she took a one-hour talk about advocacy to be a three-day intensive trial advocacy program where they would be demonstrating the skills and helping the candidates develop them with feedback from lawyer experts like you on the skills development. That's the best kind of learning. You tell people what's expected, you demonstrate it, they try it, they get feedback, and then they do it again. And so we were very fortunate to have the enthusiastic participation of Jim and Sheila, and they recruited 50 plus lawyers for each of three sessions. We did one full day in each of the 3 weeks that we have the candidates at Ryerson for their actual presence on the campus. The first day during the first week was dedicated to examination in chief. But what was really at the heart of examination in chief, eliciting facts that are relevant. Every question elicits one fact. You don't add words to the question. And you understand where you're trying to go with your questions before you start questioning. So logical progression, how to transition from one issue to another issue in a way that holds the witness's attention, but also holds the attention of the judge or the trier of fact if it happens to be a jury. And all of this was based on a fact problem that Jim and Sheila had developed over the years. 150 pages of fact problem, which...
A very sophisticated fact problem.
That's right. And you had to read it as well to obtain a sense of what the candidates were going to be questioning about. So the second day was all about cross-examination. And the third day was about opening and closing statements. And... it was, as you'll remember, a fascinating day, a very active day, where we all watched Jim and Sheila present.
And their presentations were spectacular. And I got to say, I was there with a bunch of other lawyers who are there as assessors. But when we're speaking to each other, we feel more like students because we're learning so much from Sheila and Jim.
Well, I loved it. I did trial advocacy for 23 years as a criminal defense lawyer. And I was learning different things or being reminded of things that you know, but they come up in a different way and you help to sharpen your own skills. The candidates, of course, got the benefit of that training, but also the benefit of insights from all the different practitioners about how they would approach an issue or a problem or phrase a question. Because you know, it's important in court to be fluid in the way you're asking questions. But if you're at across a boardroom table conducting a negotiation, or asking somebody at a discovery, or just advocating for a position, it's important to break the complicated down to the simple and build from the simple.
That's certainly right, and I know that the candidates that I spoke to really enjoyed it and just learned a ton from the day and the whole program. So thank you very much, Chris, for your insights.
Thank you.